This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We're back here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Sorry about the rain, but at least it's raining during office time. This weekend, it's going to be beautiful, sunny in 80s. Cannot wait. I thought the food truck frenzy was this weekend. It's next weekend. But roller skating is the next 2 weekends, too. So it's going to be very busy in Fairview Park.
Yeah, we're super excited that there's going to be roller skating at the same time as our food truck. Normally, we have a couple little events there going on. The zoo comes out with their mobile zoo and things like that for the kids. But this just adds a whole nother element to the park that day. So we're super excited.
All right. Debbie Bogle's in studios from the United Way Executive Director. All right. What do you have with you? What are you carrying around?
Well, I brought this just because I thought you would get a kick out of it.
It's like show and tell every day now.
I love that.
Yeah.
This is a 1964 exercise album by Debbie Drake. But what's interesting about it is on the back album cover is everything you need to do to make your husband happy.
Really?
Yes. From how to do your hair, how you should be happy and smiling when he gets home from work. So it was just kind of cool.
That's some Mad Men stuff there.
It really is. And then if you listen to it, it's really funny because there's all these exercises and she tells you how to do them. And then she like goes through it two times. This is what you do. Put your hand here, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, that old timey music when they're going back in time and it's like chimes, you know. It's that and then some really awful music to listen to while you're doing these exercises for a minute.
It's probably like brainwashing.
That's what it sounds
like.
There's
like subliminal stuff in there.
What's the name of that? I'm going to see if I can find it.
Well, look at the cover. So he's laying down.
It's called How to Keep Your Husband Happy. Look slim, keep trim, exercise along with Debbie Drake.
Okay, so the cover art is hysterical because he's like in a reclined position.
Yeah, he's laying down on the ground.
And then is that like a thought bubble? She's sort of like, even for that time, kind of skimpy, you know, a little skimpy. The outfits, although the vest is interesting for working out.
I found it. Yeah. It's on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's from 1964.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the very first one.
Just play some of it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
All right, this just says exercise one, so I'm just going to play it.
That one's a good one.
We're going blind. Here we go.
Exercise number one, lie on your back. Feet together. Right hand on right shoulder. Left hand holding top of head. Keeping elbows near floor. Now pull head to the left as you pull right shoulder to the right. Now let's reverse. Left hand on left shoulder. Right hand holding top of head. And remember to keep elbows near floor. Now pull head to the right as you pull left shoulder to the left.
So it's a sit-up.
Pull, relax. Pull, relax. Pull, relax.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is.
Did you hear the reverb on her
voice? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she had that weird continental thing everybody did back then, like in movies and stuff.
Yeah, and she looked, I mean, she doesn't look young, you know?
No.
She looks a little bit old, but the cover or inside, has, you know, exactly how much you should weigh by your height.
Oh, give me that.
And
so what's your height? How tall are you?
Me, I'm 5'5".
Okay, so give me what's your weight?
I should weigh 120.
120 pounds?
Yes.
At 5'5"?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not... anywhere near where I'm at.
I certainly wasn't asking
now,
that.
For men,
yes.
5'5 would be 143 pounds.
What's 5'7?
5'7 would be 152.
Man, I'm right on it.
Your waist should be between 29 and 31.
Under it.
So, yeah, it's just interesting. And then on the back side of that, it has all of the calories for all of the foods you should be eating.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just thought you'd get a kick out of it because it's retro and just weird.
Absolutely. Well, not only weird, you know, you don't have to go back to 1864. All you have to do is go back to 1964,
right.
And you can see what was done from the marketing side of things about how a woman's life was designed all around pleasing a...
Absolutely.
Or watch I Dream of Jeannie.
Yes. Checklist for keeping your husband happy. Firm and graceful body.
That's the first thing.
Be at home when he arrives. If you must work, try to arrange it so you're home first.
Okay.
Number three, clothes. Sexy for your evening's home.
Okay.
Four, be interested in him and the things he does. Five, a good conversationalist. Six, a bright smile over morning coffee. This paints a good mental picture of you for all day. Nice voice. Keep it soft and musical. Also a pretty laugh. I mean, people had to work really hard back then to not be yourself.
It's a lot.
Eight, excess fat is taboo. Nine, well-set hair, brushed and clean. Mentally alert, try reading. 11, pin curls. If they are a must, pin up after the lights are out and wear a bed cap.
Hide them.
Don't let him see you like that. Perfume, just for him when he's home. A regular manicure and a weekly pedicure. That's what you have to. And then it does tell you, you know, hands. A man loves to hold graceful hands. So all of these little tips and everything on, you know,
all right,
how to keep your husband happy.
They talk about all the kids are getting the bad body image and all.
Right.
I mean, that was systematic.
This is where it started.
That's comprehensive.
I would suggest that we have changed quite a bit.
I think so.
I think some of that behavior is still there, female to female.
I agree.
Which is odd that it transferred that way instead of, you know, and I think there's probably a whole bunch of guys that go, yeah, when hearing that.
Yeah, they're like,
how do we get back to that?
Yeah.
this beer isn't going to open itself.
But there's a lot of people just go, shake their head and go, you know what? We have evolved.
Yes.
There has been progress.
A lot of progress.
And I don't want to go back to the way it was before. But again, society, though, that was the thing. There's this trend of these trad wives, you know, that are still, I mean, although it's kind of petered out a little bit. But and if, you know, if you're a woman who thinks that taking care of the home and having kids and being a mother is the most important thing, it's not for me to tell you what to do. And I think there's people that fit that category that I know.
Meaning and you can if you want to. Have to.
Right. But I'm saying, I think people look down on those women. I think there's certain set of people that go, well, that shouldn't fulfill you.
Right. Right. But also, I think compared to this, I don't think, you know, women that are working at home and raising a family, I don't think their whole focus is making sure that everything they do is about their husband.
I would hope not. I would hope not.
Right, right.
All I'm saying is today, at least in this category, there's choice that you can live whatever kind of life you want to live.
Absolutely.
I think, too, people have struggled over the years. Like, we tend to sort of do the boomerang thing, you know, as people, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Like, when women got into the workforce and finally started making, you know, they made some of the same stupid mistakes men had made, right? Instead of doing it a different way, they thought, just copy this way.
Right.
But now it feels like it's settling and people individually kind of figure out what it is they want to do. And thankfully, we live in a society where there's fewer and fewer constraints for that. I mean, it's just you're rewarded for good work.
Right. Absolutely. Whether it is you're working at home or you're working, you know,
or
you
good
go to
deeds.
Work every day yeah. or you volunteer or, you know, anything like that. It's so different. And
I just remember like when in the audience Saturday night for the That's What She Said event. Mm-hmm. And it was 95% women, you know, in that audience. But there were a number of men there. Mm-hmm. But that night just, you know, it's something I will never be able to fully understand, the connection.
Right. Girl power.
Well, I mean, I can theoretically understand it, mm-hmm. but I was born with an advantage and I didn't have to fight for it or didn't have to. It was just sort of accepted that you could do whatever you want. You're right. A white guy, I don't think fully know why people were as moved as they were moved collectively in that room.
Right.
But I got all the stories and I was inspired and empowered by the stories. But I didn't come from a place where that wasn't 2 years before I was born. This is what they were doing.
Right. Well, and that's like my daughters at work, they won't clean or get coffee or, you know, they won't do any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Even like not even walking by, do you need any coffee? I'll grab you a cup of coffee while I'm there. They won't do that kind of stuff because that gives the image that, oh, that's, you know, what I'm here for. And everybody's going to have me get coffee for them all the time. Or if I'm not busy, I'm not going to go clean because even though I don't mind doing it at all, but I'm not going to go do that because then everybody's going to assume that's my job and that's my place.
Right.
And that's what I should be doing.
Yeah. I don't do that either, but for a whole different reason. I feel like the company, you didn't hire me to be a cleaner. Some bosses would go, well, everybody's got to understand every role, so go take out that garbage.
If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is nowhere in my job description.
Well,
in other words,
our own offices.
You're too cheap to hire someone to do it, so everybody pick up the slack.
While I was out at estate sales this weekend, the other interesting thing that I bought was one of those old-timey lawnmowers that turns because we just have like a little strip of land on two sides of our building. And I was like, why can't I just go out there and do that real quick on a Friday morning, you know, instead of paying a service to come out. So I haven't brought it to work yet.
You tried it already. Okay.
Well, I tested it out.
Worked for years.
Yes, and it cuts really well.
Environmentally friendly?
Now,
as a member of your board, I approve that savings. That financial responsibility.
In my mind, I was thinking it cost a lot more to have our lawn taken care of. But when I looked back, it's probably going to save us like $800. But still, that's somebody's power bill.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're going to be the one out there mowing, or are you sending Eric out to do it?
No, I bought it. I'm committed to. What I thought I would do is try it before I cancel our service and see, you know, how well it does cut and make sure it works. And then we can move forward.
That's great.
That's just me, you know.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at that album cover. I just can't get over. It's not like I haven't seen that stuff in my life.
Right.
But I kind of feel sorry for men. And I want to throw this out there. I mean, if you are like, okay, so 1964 would have been sort of the beginning of my mom and dad's, you know, relationship and marriage.
Right.
And, you know, the time was, you know, a lot of people moved to Decatur to go work at Caterpillar, and husband went to work and wife stayed at home and had kids. And that was just, I mean, that was not only, you know, beat into women. I don't mean physically beat, but I mean, but to men too.
Yes.
This was what you were expected to do. This is how you were expected to behave. We used to call it women's work, right? Yes. I mean, there were things that were described as that, which meant cleaning the house or doing the laundry or cooking dinner. And so, you know, and we're pretty stupid to begin with. I mean, we're basic.
Right.
So you're
basic
getting
boys.
Getting rid of generational, you know, this was the way it was forever. I feel like on most days, we've come a long way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, probably in 1964, if a woman went to work, it probably wasn't a very popular decision.
That's why you got to watch that Martha Stewart documentary. I mean, she was literally making $100,000 a year in the 1960s on Wall Street, and there were no female brokers. I mean, she was the only one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the job back then of women to really just to take care of their husband.
Yeah.
You know, and their kids. And obviously priority on the husband.
Right.
And it really wasn't that long ago.
Did it all start with the church? I mean, where did this begin?
I don't know, because it wasn't like this in the 1800s, probably. I mean, I don't know.
It was, if you go look at Arizona Supreme Court, you know, the law.
Well, I guess that I didn't probably phrase that right.
Yeah.
It wasn't to this extent, like it wasn't everything I have to do. I mean, because I think women.
Look at the church in general. And before you start writing mail, I'm not talking about you individually in your faith. I'm talking about in general, right? a man could be a priest, but a woman couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to be subservient. They had to be the nuns. For a long time, there were no female pastors, you know, allowed to be in a church. The Bible is played up in every marriage ceremony you've ever been to until maybe the last 10 years or so. What do those vows look like?
To serve your husband.
Right. And so all of that inherently, I think, comes from some sort of structure of when men were in power. I mean, there's so many things that happened. I mean, do you know why priests can't get married?
No.
Nick?
You told us one time online.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot.
The church wanted, when that priest died, the church wanted their wealth, their money, their land, anything they owned bequeathed to the church. And so, so not allowing them to marry meant all of the money would all come to the church throughout time. I mean, that was literally the mechanism which drove that.
Wow.
And somehow this kind of idea that women were wicked, you know, like,
to be fair, it's not unique to just Christianity. I mean, you look,
right. This is, so it's got to have some origin there as people put their faith in whatever they believed. And the man was the head of the household kind of thing.
Well, and, you know, women were just not considered anywhere near equal. I mean, couldn't vote, couldn't, you know,
the last group to get a vote.
Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's always been maybe not to this extent where, you know.
And I think now I'm 57 years old. That happened before, that album was 2 years before I was born. You look at the average age of the United States Congress. You want to know why stuff still happens and people don't get it, like what happened in Arizona this weekend, don't understand the wave that is coming with this, is because everybody out there is 85 years old.
Right, yeah.
That is the culture they grew up in.
And that's hard to
know your place.
Yeah, that's hard to, you know, to, it, and it's handed down from generation to generation.
You bet it is.
So that's a hard thing to change your whole
ideals
on.
They're still, they were there.
They probably have this album.
They probably do. Right?
Yeah.
So it puts perspective on a lot. And then everybody goes, well, what happened there? It's like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're not listening or paying attention to where most of the country is because you all are so old and out of touch on either side that you just don't get it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, this seems like such a long time ago, 1964, but it really is not.
Nope.
And, you know, so much has changed since then, but there's still a lot of.
If you're 77 years old, you were getting married and had that album, you know, you probably still have it at home. And you look at the average age of the member of Congress.
Yeah. That's... Your wife probably had this and you probably love the fact that, you know.
Thanks for bringing that in.
Yeah, I just thought you guys would find it.
Give us some empowering Stevie Nicks on the way out.
That's right.
Podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. How do people support United Way? Go to your website.
UWDecatur.org or call me at 217-422-8537.
All right. Food Truck Frenzy next weekend.
Fairview
Park. You can get tickets there the day of, right? You don't have to have, I mean, like buying food and all that.
Yeah, you just buy food. All right. No tickets.
What are the hours for that?
11 to 1, but the food trucks will stay there till they run out of
food. And there's roller skating going on, so have fun.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.